West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A bond has been denied for a second time for the 17-year-old Mount Zion High School student accused of threatening the life of another high school student and plotting his death with at least two juveniles this past February. Dylan Lee Gable is charged with two counts of conspiracy to commit a crime and one count of terroristic threats. He has spent the last 48 days in the Carroll County Jail. Gable's attorney, Mac Pilgrim, this week pointed out the Georgia law that states any person who is arrested for a crime and who is refused bail shall, within 90 days after the date of confinement, be entitled to have the charge against him heard by a grand jury. Pilgrim says if Gable is not indicted by May the 6th, his client would have bail set upon application to the court. Gable's criminal jury trial date is tentatively set for August of this year. Harrelson County Fire Chief Corey Myrick says the Harrelson County firefighter involved in a single vehicle crash this week has been released from the hospital, is resting, and doing well as of Wednesday. According to the Georgia State Patrol, a Harrelson County fire truck was traveling south on Stedman Road. The vehicle failed to maintain its lane and traveled off the right side of the roadway with its passenger side tires. The fire truck regained traction and traveled across the roadway. The driver overcorrected and the vehicle overturned. Chief Myrick states that his department is very thankful that the accident was not worse than it actually was. He said there was a young lady that witnessed the accident. She stopped and helped the firefighter get out of the vehicle, and she stayed with him even after help arrived. Chairman Brian Walker says the fire truck was a 2018 model. He says the vehicle has full insurance coverage, but was unsure of the vehicle's depreciated value as of Thursday. Georgia State Patrol says five juveniles suffered injury Wednesday morning in a three-vehicle crash involving a Carroll County school bus, a Mack crane truck, and a Nissan Altima. According to the preliminary report, around 8:11 a.m., troopers investigated a crash at State Route 61 and Flat Rock Road. A silver Nissan Altima was traveling north on State Route 61 at its intersection with Flat Rock Road. A Mack crane truck was attempting to turn left from State Route 61 onto Flat Rock Road. A Carroll County school bus was attempting to turn right onto State Route 61 northbound from Flat Rock Road. As the Nissan Altima entered the intersection, the Mack crane truck struck the driver's side of the Nissan Altima. The collision pushed the Altima's front end into the left rear wheel of the school bus. The driver and passenger of the Altima, both juveniles, were transported to Grady for serious injuries. Another juvenile aged 11 who was on the school bus was transported by EMS to Tannerville-Arica with non-life-threatening injuries. Two other juveniles had complaints of injuries but were released to their parents. The school bus had 28 children on board when the collision occurred. A Carroll County Schools official on Wednesday stated, as a precautionary measure, some students were taken for medical evaluation, and we are thankful for the quick response from first responders to ensure the safety of everyone involved. I'm Colin Worthington.